So let the Gemara vaita on daf mem beis mem beis tahi by Rabbi Yechanan, like 6-7 lines from the top. Tahi by Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan had a taina Rabbi Loi's psak. Says man the Loi choshes Tanakam Rabbi Shmuel. Who is not being choshes Tanakam Rabbi Shmuel? That means Rabbi Yechanan says that our Mishnah says that a tumtum is not nishkat loy mikdash loy medina. What does that mean? It means a suffix. If it was for sure in the cave, then you'll be able to shechta, because you know it's mashma mishnah suffix. And Rishmo also only argues by a dragoness because he says it's a mum. But tumtum, everyone agrees it's a suffix. He said, how could Rabbi Loi take a tumtum, be makel and be matterit? Our mishnah says it's a suffix. That's his kind of toy be Rabbi Yechanan man lechosh tanakam Rabbi Shmuel of our mishnah. So Dr. Rabbi Yechanan nami man lechosh tanakam Rabbi Basroi. Dom Rav Chista machlokes by a dragoness of tumtum the kol sveika. Rabbi Yechanan even better. Even the Rabbanon of our Mishnah that says that it's not Kaddish at all, Rav Chista says only talking about Hadroigenes and not by Tumtum. Because by Tumtum is also Safik and Kuntra Rabbanon. So he even asks, it doesn't, that the Reloy doesn't stim with the Rabbanon. So why is he only asked that the Reloy doesn't stim with Rabbi Shmuel and the Tanakama, doesn't stim with the Rabbanon of Asurai either? What must be? Rabbi Yechanan Le'Sfire Le'el Rav Chista. He doesn't hold the Rav Chista, and he holds that Takafi Rabbanon, a Dragonus and a Tumtum are barrier b'fnei Atzmoi, and is not Chal Kedush on it. So here we have a clear Ma'amayro argument. Rav Chista holds that a Tumtum is also a barrier b'fnei Atzmoi. So he doesn't hold of Rav Chista. Frank Demara, if that's Rav Yechanan Shita, Eloi's Vilei, Lema, who Damak Rabban Amasroi? What's his big deal? Why is it big Kasha Rav Eloi? May Rav Eloi was Matir this tumtum because he holds like the Rabbanon Basrai, who holds a barrier from the Atzmai. So what was Rabbi Yechanan's big kasha then? He was Toyi Beye, not like a Tanakama, not like a Vishmal. What's wrong? He's like the Rabbanon Basrai. This is answering. Mashavik Trev Avik Chad. You don't leave two Tanoim and go to one. The first two Mandiyam and the Mishnah both hold that it's a suffix, so you don't go like the whole like the Rabbanon. So that was his time. So who's Rabbi Loi hold? Rabbi Loi command. Savra, who, how taka did he hold? Now I'll leave two Tanoim and go to the other one. What's Rav Rav Eloi? So I'm already held like the Amram Shlokas. He held the Amram Shlokas. The Amram Tumtum Safik El Ba Adam. Rav Shlokas is the story like this. The whole Tumtum Safik is only by Adam. Why? Hoyel, the Zachrus and the Kuz Makavecha. They're very close, the two places where the Matal Mayim, the Zachrus and the Nakvus, are very close, and you can't really tell. If it's covered over and water's dripping out, you won't be able to tell. Alva Behema, Mahema, the very chaluk, they're not close to each other. The Zachris and the Nakvos. So therefore, Matamayim Makom Zachris Zachar. Matamayim Makom Nakvos is the Keva. He holds, Rav Shlokas holds, that it's a Vadai. There's never, no such thing as a Tumtum Safik by Mahema. It's very easy to tell. He's not cautious what we have a full moral essay in a second, but he says if it's Matamayim Makom Zachris Zachar, if it's a Nakvos, it's in a Keva. Finished. Very simple. There's no Shaila by Tumtum. So let's just ask questions. How is Rav Shlokas on our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says that Tumtum Vajoganus, Loy Nishchotim, Loy Mikdash Loy Medina. So he says, our Mishnah is like this, that everyone agrees to the Tanakam by Tumtum, and the last two sheets is only Vajoganus. And Tumtum, he holds that it's a Vaday Zachar, by Matamayim Makoim Zachris, but it's still called a Mum. It's still called a Stikol Mum. Because since it's covered over, it's not a normal thing, and therefore it's a Stikol Mum, and therefore you can't bring it in the Beis Mikdash. You can't shecht it either. So that's his sheet, and Rav Shmuel and Rabbanan Basari agree to that. They just hold that a dragoness is mutter legamri. Either it's buried from the atzmoy or because of the mum, because there's a hole of the nakbas. But a tumtum is, everyone agrees, is not being brought in the Beis Mikdash. So that's what Rav Shlokas learned in the Mishnah. That's what Shlokas learned in the Mishnah. So that's what Shlokas learns, and therefore it's very geshmak, Pshat and Rav Eloi. Rav Eloi came here, we had an animal that was matamai makum nekevois. Since it was matamai makum nekevois, he knew it was shor nekeva. For shor nekeva, it was mamash chulin gemurim, and it was not a chiddush, it goes according to everyone. It's very geshmak. Maskefla, Rab Oishia, Balechosh, every time you see in the cave, tumtum, matamai makum nekevois, why is it vat in the cave? Like we said before, maybe the Zachris went back to Nakvos, and maybe Julia Zachar. So he says, well, who's the kash is that? I'm like, come on, Karameya, the Chayash Shemuta? Is that going to be Chayash Shemuta? We don't hold the Karameya holds Chayash Shemuta. So tomorrow, Abaya Ba'av, Rakhir Ba'av, and Darmit Tavar, Filte Rabbanon, even Rabbanon here, maybe we should have Chayash for that. Why? Hoyle Vishdani Ishdani. Since it changed to be a tumtum, maybe he'll have this change also that the zachrusoi will go in the makom nekavusoi. So the kasha is, why are you so sure it's in a keva? Maybe you had this problem that the zach went back to the keva. So the Gemara, a good kasha, but isdam ishtani, isdam lo ishtani. This machlokes really in the brisa before. He's going to learn if ishtani not ishtani. He's going to learn the machlokes before we had on Amud Aleph, man base Amud Aleph on the bottom. Machlokes from Yehuda and the Rabbanon, if a tumtum is kadosh or not. The Chacham said that it is kadosh. Why? Because he's taka choshesh for this. Shem Yehuda holds, they're not choshesh that the zakhs are tenagakvus, and therefore it's mamish on the keva. And we're going to hold, and Rav Lehi held like Shem Ben Yehuda, that's to be held. He holds, everyone in the Mishnah also holds like Shem Ben Yehuda. Since it was Shtani that became a tumtum, we could say Shtani also. No, it's still called a shinui that moves to there. It's called a shinui.
It moves back and forth. So it's not
called a shtani. Right, it's called a shtani. It's called, well, I'm not sure why it's not called a shtani, but it's not a normal thing to happen. That's the same. It's not a normal thing to happen, so it's called a shtani. It's not a normal thing, so. So, the Gemara Vaita. Very good. Good. So, let's see. Lema shtani velo shtani tanoi. This is said that if something already has a little bit of a change, that it must have a different change. Maybe that svara is a chagas tanoi. The time learned in a brisa, and this is about a person who's a tumtum. Tumtum is a kiddush. A tumtum, again, we know, is a sofik zacha sofik nekeva, especially by Adam, right? The kuliyama is a sofik zacha sofik nekeva. He goes ahead and he makes a kedushin. We're not sure if he's in the keva or a zacha, right? Kiddush kedushin, misafik kedushav kedushin. This gadei, someone gives him a kedushin, kedushav kedushin, because it's a sofik. And what happens if his wife dies? If his wife dies or his sister-in-law dies, he has to do chalitza because maybe he's a zachar. And if his wife dies, they have to do chalitza to his wife, maybe he's a zachar. And they even could do yibum to his wife. Why can he do yibum to his wife? Because meman of shach. If he's a zachar, so then he could do yibum to his wife because there's yibum. If he's not a zachar, then he'll never have kedushin. So it's not a shach. It's no problem. Therefore, Tanakam can do even l'ishtoi. Why? Because there's no eshzach, manav shach. Either it's makam mitzvah, it's his brother, or it's his sister, and then his sister's wife is no problem to marry. Because not a real wife, no kedushin. So that's one brice. A different brice that says, Tanayidach eshz tumtum l'choy l'etz v'em esay avemes. He can't do even to his wife. Let's make this claw over here. Let's say you have Reuven and Shimon. Reuven's a tumtum, okay? Reuven marries. And it's a tumtum, and then Reuven dies. Could Shimon marry his wife? So the first man, the Amrei says he can marry his wife. Shimon can marry his wife. Why? Because if Reuven's a man, then it's his brother, then he can do Yibam. If Reuven's a lady, it's his sister's wife, there's no problem. The other man says, no, you have to do Chalitza, but you can't do Yibam. Why not? Why can't you do Yibam? So let's see. So if Reuven, the Kuli Amakar, Kiva, Domas, Tris Chama, Lechayot, and Yavim, everyone holds that a Tris Chama who marries, that someone who can't have children, who marries, by the way, a tumtum can't have children. He can't do chlitza to give him. So what's the machlokes over here? My love, how can I forget him? 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 My love, how can I We don't say that because he turned into a tumtum, that means he's a Swiss chama. Maybe even though he can't have children, but he's not a Swiss chama. We're not going to say he's a Soros. He's not a Soros. Soros has other simonim. Soros has simon because voice is thick, whatever it is. He has certain simonim. Maybe he's not a Soros. So if he's not a Soros, so then you could do Yibam. That's sad he's a Zachar. You could do Yibam. The other man who holds no. That probably if he's a Tumtum, he's a Soros also. And if he's a Soros, you now let him, the Soros' wife has no din of Yibam. You now do Yibam. It means, and there it's a problem of Eishes Ach of Shloim Makam Mitzvah. Why? Because a Swiss Chama's Kedushin is a good Kedushin. But his wife can't do Yibam. And we're scared that if you cut him open and sees his Zachar, he might be a Saras. He might be a Saras. So again, what we're saying is, everyone knows Saras Chama, there's no Yibam. And here, on the side of the Zachar, maybe he's a Saras. One man then says, no, why should I think he's a Saras? Don't say Hovistani Shani. The other man says, no, since he was a Tumta, maybe he's a Saras. So we see, Hoyel Vishtani is Machlaikas. We'll read it inside one more time. You don't say Hoyel Vishtani is Tani. If you don't, you're not Chosh Yisaris. Loy v'leimus v'yavem has been a hoel v'shtani ishtani. That maybe he's a saris. Well, look, no, it's not the machlekes. We don't want to say ishtani ishtani machlekes. Kuli am reading hoel v'shtani ishtani. You do say hoel v'shtani ishtani. And therefore you're worried he's a saris. Aye, what's pshat in the man yomah says it could do even. Ho rabbi lozo, ho rabbi kiva. Man, rabbi liyazah, probably rabbi kiva. Man tana alivad rabbi kiva. So one's Rabbi Eliezer and one is Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds Sris Chama, you don't do Yibim. Rabbi Eliezer holds, you could do Yibim. That's the place where Rabbi Kiva. And which Tana is this going to Rabbi Kiva? Man Tana leave Rabbi Kiva. Which Tana is this? Elaim Rabbi Huda, if it's Rabbi Huda, Havade Sris Mashvile. Rabbi Huda holds that a Tumtum is of a short Sris, the Tanan. Rabbi Huda Emer, Tumtum Shanikra Rimse Zachar. A Tumtum that you open them up, you found the Zachar. Harezah lo Yachlitz. You don't have to do even chalitza. Why not? The peshu kesaris, he can't do chalitza. Rather, talking about there, he can't do chalitza. That means a tumtum shenikra rim zacha, a tumtum that you open them up, and you found that he's a zacha. So halacha is he doesn't do chalitza. He doesn't do chalitza. Peshu kesaris. So what do you see from here? You see a tumtum is a vada yasaris. Ela Rabbi Yehuda, the time is Yehuda Matumtum Lo Yachloitz Shema Yikra V'Nimtzes V'Yimtzes Shuschama. Tumtum, you shouldn't be chalal Shema Yikra V'Yimtzes Shuschama. Ought to call the Mikra Zacher Mishdakach Kelim Mishdakach. Say we're saying we're gonna open up and be a Zacher who is Shuschama. What do you mean? If you open up, might be able to cave. So my Shema come on, Shema Yikra V'Yimtzes Shuschama. And I'm a Zacher, but Shema Yimtzes Shuschama. Like upon him, we're saying that our Tana that says it's a Suffolk. If it's a Saris or not, it's going according to Rab Yosi Rab Yehuda, according to Rekiva holds, the Sris Chama is not Chaylitz. So that's how that's Pshat in the Machlaikas. When a Machlaikas, two brides, one bride says you do Yibum, one bride says you don't do Yibum. The Shaila is he a, if you hold Sris Chama, Lo Chaylitz, let me Yavim to him. That's the Shaila. If you hold that it's Sris Chama, you can't do Yibum, so maybe it's Sris Chama, you won't do Yibum. If you hold Sris Chama, even if you are worried about that, it's still not a problem, you still could do Yibum. Now, the last Gemara here is going to explain what's the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Reis Rabbi Yehuda Lamaisa. Because they both hold, at least it's a chash sris chama. And they both say lo yachloitz. So, what's the difference between them? What's the difference? They both say you shouldn't do chalitza. That means, what's this case? This case is a different case. This case is like this, that Reuven is a tumtum. Shimon gets married. And Shimon dies. Shimon dies. Now, his wife needs Yibum from Reuven, right? But Reuven, if he's a Saris, he doesn't need Chalitza even, nothing. Because he only be do Yibum if you are ready to have children. So if he is for sure a Saris, you don't do it. So if he's a Suffolk Saris, he has to do Chalitza. If he's a Vade Saris, you don't do Chalitza. So that will be an afkamina between the two man and the Amrim. So what did he mean by saying Lo Yachloitz? He meant Lo Yachloitz is like this. Both said Lo Yachloitz. That means like this. Let's say there's five brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda. And Levi's married to someone. So Reuven is now doing the chalitza to path to the other brothers, because his may not work. So the other ones have to do the chalitza. That's what lo yachletz means. But the other man says lo yachletz. He's not even chayiv chalitza. He's the only one. If he's the only one, he doesn't have to do chalitza. So let's see it inside. My benai. What's the difference between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda? Amar Rava lifso makam achim, velachlos loy makam achim v'kivanayim. Two nafkiminis. One nafkiminis is like this: that if you have Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, and Yehuda is married to Isha, and Yehuda dies. So if Reuven does chalitza, let's say, then according to Rabbi Yehuda holds a vadei saris, nothing happens. The other brothers still could do yibum. There's no like chalitza done here, no problem. But according to the other man, they hold suffik, then there's a suffik chalitza, and they can't do anymore. They can't do yibum anymore. They have to do chalitza because it was suffik chalitza. That's one after. You know, that's lifso makamachim. Halachah makamachim is if he's the only brother. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even if he's the only brother, he doesn't have to do chalitza because he's sure saris. Other man holds a suffix saris, he has to do chalitza because maybe he's not a saris. So lips of makam achim, lachas of makam achim, ikavanayu. That's the difference. Hadun alach of elu mumum. We finished the parak of elu mumum, Baruch Hashem, and we'll start next parak tomorrow.